Welcome to the Right Sell Succeed podcast, where it's all about the message you convey that compels your customers to pay. And now, here's your host, Gloria Rand.
Welcome to Right Sell Succeed. I am Gloria Rand, your host of this podcast. And for those of you who might not have tuned into this before and you're wondering who the heck is this person, well, let me tell you, I am an award-winning SEO blogger. I'm an internet marketing expert, social media consultant, and my passion is just helping small business owners to be able to use internet marketing and to be able to get more leads and sales. So that's me in a nutshell. And today I wanted to talk about how you can get some publicity for your business. Now, it used to be that if you wanted to get free publicity for your business, you would actually send out a fax. I don't know if people remember, but you know, before email, there were fax machines, and you'd mail a press release to a news organization, such as a TV station or a newspaper. And that's how it was when I actually first got started working for the Nightly Business Report on public television way back in the late 1980s. But I tell you, today, times have changed. If you want to reach a reporter today, one way you can do is you can either look up their email address whatever publication or media site they work for. You can find them on their website, or you can even search for them on Twitter. But there's another way that I have found that was really powerful to help small business owners in particular get free publicity. And that is with a service called HARO, or Help a Reporter Out. Now, what's fantastic about HARO is that it matches reporters from publications like New York Times, Huffington Post, ABC News, and also even just smaller bloggers, or also authors, as a matter of fact, people who are looking at writing books. They'll also match you up with that. And what happens, what you do is you sign up for this service, which is free. And I always love free. Oh my gosh. So you sign up for the service as a source. What'll happen is you're going to get like 3 emails a day covering topics that you're interested in. You can select those when you're signing up for it. And then each of those emails has a list of, it could be as few as half a dozen to, or, you know, even 5 I've seen, you know, up to about, 10 or 12. And there are going to be queries from reporters who are writing a story about a particular subject. And as I mentioned, not only reporters, it's also authors. And when you can connect with an author, that is really cool, because here's the thing. I did this twice through HARO, and I have been mentioned. I actually have included in chapters in 2 books. One is called Mogul Mom. Try to see if I can find a copy of the book in my office at the moment. But anyway, it's called Mogul Mom. It's like Secrets of the Work at Home Mom type of thing. And then the other one was called, which actually has become a best-selling book on Amazon, number one bestseller, as a matter of fact, and it's called Connect, 100 plus ways to use social media to get your business. And again, I'm probably butchering the titles, but you know what I'll do? I'll put them in the show notes. That's what I'll do. I'll put links to those books in the show notes, so you'll be able to see what they are. But just from responding to a query on HARO, I've got like one whole chapter in that Connect book, or maybe not one whole chapter, but anyway, definitely a good section. One part of it, he's took a tip of mine, and then I mentioned, I think, a couple times in the Mogul Mom book. So it's pretty frigging amazing, I think is what I was trying to say. Oh boy. Okay. I'm all right today. Anyway, the other thing that it's been really great for is also being able to get featured in a lot of different blogs. And I've definitely been able to get new exposure to my company through that, because if you're, well, to give you an example, here's an example. One time, someone was looking for tips on Facebook for small business owners. So I responded to that query by sharing a tip that I found effective in promoting my own Facebook page. So I heard back from him a few weeks later. He thanked me for the tip, and then he told me he had included it in a blog article. And then he gave me that link to the article so that I could share it with my social media followers. So it's really a win-win. It's a win-win for them because now they've got a blog article that they've put together that has, you know, all this advice from other people. And then they're going to share it out to their social media followers. And then you can share it out as well. So it exposes you to a whole new audience. Also, the other benefit, here's a little SEO benefit, is it gives you a backlink to your website. And so that's always good as well. So there is an art to actually becoming a reporter or a blogger source or an author source. So I'm going to give you three tips right now on how to improve your chances of being selected. The first one is you have got to respond right away. Your best chance for success is going to be to craft a response to a reporter's query as soon as you get that HARO email. Now, there's a couple reasons for this. Number one, there could be hundreds of people responding to the same query. So, you know that saying, the early bird gets the worm? Well, if you act quickly before that reporter's email inbox fills up, you've got a chance to be one of the first ones that he's going to read, or she is going to read as well. Now, second, that reporter is also on a deadline, and you're going to see that deadline in the email, so you have to respect that. So again, the sooner you can get it in there, the better. Number two, second tip, craft a subject line that gets noticed. So we've talked about this in the past. I know I've talked about this in the past on the importance of a subject line in your email, because you can have the greatest information in email. If they don't open it, then it's all for naught. So here's my tip. Here's the best way to do this is in this for a subject line is to use the word HARO and then, a colon and then copy and paste the query title that reporter sent so that you already have that in your email. Just copy that and use that as the subject line because now that's going to stand out in that reporter's inbox from the volume of emails that, you know, she typically gets each day. So you want to be able to cut through the clutter. Now, the third point is I just thought of something. I'm going to have four because I just thought of a fourth one. Number three, keep your response short and to the point. You don't want to bore that reporter with too much information. Start your email with a brief sentence about who you are, why you're uniquely qualified to answer this reporter's query. Then provide the information that's requested. That's it. And make sure you adhere to any word length limits. For instance, sometimes people will say that, you know, this answer should be no more than 300 words. So honor that. Don't go longer. Because if you do, then they're probably just going to, you know, delete your email and they're going to go to the next person. Also, if the query asks you to provide any additional information such as your profile picture, your website URL, your social media profiles, make sure you provide it. And then finally, let the reporter know that you're going to be happy to answer any additional questions. Oh, so here's my fourth tip. Save a draft in your email folder with your bio and your introductory sentence right away, in the email, so that this way, the next time you see a query you'd like to respond to, you've already got that email halfway started. Okay? So, HARO, or Help a Reporter Out, is a terrific tool for getting your name and company's name out in the media. So, take advantage of it. You never know what doors it could open for you. It could lead to you connecting with different people. You could be featured in a book. So take advantage of it. And I guarantee I'm not going to say I guarantee you're going to get results. I'm going to say is the more often you do it, the better chance you have that you are going to connect with someone. And so you may get a lot of times where your emails are just ignored, but then every once in a while, somebody's going to respond back to you. So take advantage of it. It's a great resource. And that's going to do it. That's going to do it for this edition of Write, Sell, Succeed. I am Gloria Rand. And as always, I did want to mention, if you could be so kind as to make sure that you subscribe to this podcast, whether it's on iTunes or Stitcher Radio, whatever you're using, make sure that you subscribe, because that way you won't miss out on any new episodes. And also, from time to time, I'm also going to be live streaming this podcast as well on Periscope. This is, and this might probably be a subject of a future podcast as well, as talking about Periscope. It is an app for your phone. It does live streaming. It's really, really cool. Let's see. Next thing. What else do I want to say? Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah. So please do that. Subscribe. And if you would be so kind as to leave me a review, and a rating on iTunes or Stitcher Radio, I would be really grateful for that as well. It would be awesome. So, and then connect with me on social media. See, I knew I'm ticking these things off that I got to tell you about. So, if you are on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, I'm there. Just search, basically on Twitter and Instagram, at Gloria Rand. My Facebook page is facebook.com/GloriaRand. And mention that you heard me on this, on the podcast. So use the hashtag WriteSellSucceed, WRITE, and that would be great. And then I'll know that you've been listening. So until next time, again, I am Gloria Rand, wishing all of you peace, love, and prosperity.
Thanks for listening to the Write, Sell, Succeed podcast. Want more information? Visit GloriaRand.com. And don't forget to follow Gloria on Twitter, at Gloria Rand. Let Gloria know you're listening. Use the hashtag WriteSellSucceed.